What up, y'all? This is Astro Dim here doing Podcastoween series for my bed in astrology, okay? Today we're going to talk about a legend. I know I said he in the before, but I decided to switch it up because I don't want you guys to get any clues about who I'm talking to. Very secretive shit here. But Pete, this person was legendary, iconic, and did groundbreaking things. Her name was Dorothy Dandridge. Old Hollywood actress, probably the most beautiful actress Hollywood has ever seen. Beautiful, gorgeous, gorgeous woman. No one had anything bad to say about her. Like, beautiful inside and out. Extremely talented. She was a singer and an actress and a dancer. Was doing this since she was younger. Her mom wanted to be an entertainer and, you know, got her kids into entertaining. And civil rights activist, humanitarian. She was just a wonderful person all in all, right? Her death is weird, though. And, you know, I'll get into it. I wrote some notes on her life so you guys can get a real understanding of what's up with her. But what makes her so legendary is her being an old Hollywood actress and back in those times and being as successful as she was. She was the first Black woman to be nominated for the Academy Awards for the legendary movie Carmen Jones, 1954. That's what she's mostly known for, but she did a lot more than that. Okay, so let me get into her. American film and theater actress, singer, and dancer. Dorothy Dandridge was born November 9th, 1922, and passed September 8th, 1964. She was only 42 years old. Like I said before, she was the first Black actress to be nominated for an Academy Award for Carmen Jones in 1954. And everyone felt like she should have won, and it was stolen from her. But you know how shit was back in the 50s. They're not going to let no Black woman win. You know what I mean? Not when in an empowering role in an all-Black cast like that. You get what I'm saying? At first, she performed with her sisters. And they were called the Dandridge Sisters or the Wonder Sisters as well. And, you know, she performed with her mom as well, and since she was young she was singing and dancing and acting. And you know, the sisters were known for singing and dancing. They were known for their beauty. She performed in the Cotton Club, Apollo Theater, and toured the Chitlin Circuit until she had her big break in Tarzan's Peril, playing Queen of Ashuba. Before then, she played in movies and you know, played in theater performances, and she actually performed with Mr. Bojangles, John Wayne, Gene Tierney, and more other famous actors. But they were and actresses, but they were smaller roles. Also, she married and divorced twice. Married Harold Nichols, who was a jazz artist and dancer, and divorced him, but she had a child with him named Harold and Suzanne Nichols, who unfortunately, because of issues of her, of like giving birth, how they handled the child, she ended up getting mental disabilities, because, you know, it was the doctor's fault. Like, they did something that caused her to have it. She was actually a healthy baby, and I forgot exactly what it was, but they did something and it ended up harming the baby, and it caused her to have mental disabilities. And it was said that, like, Harold really was having a hard time dealing with having a child who was disabled. Their marriage started to deteriorate from that and from other things, and for him cheating, and so they, you know, they divorced. Later, she married Jack Dennison, who was a hotel owner. He was abusive emotionally and physically and fucked with her money a lot, and so they divorced as well, and he left her high and dry. You know, she was a very critically acclaimed actress, made a lot of money, but it all kind of diminished after Jack Dennison, you know, which is strange. Not after she divorced him, like soon as she got with him. Mind you, he's a hotel owner. So he was just being greedy and fucked up. He could afford his own shit, you know? It's just messed up. Beyond that, she was also nominated for the Golden Globes for Porgy and Bess. Very famous movie that she was in. When she was little, this is random, jumping around a little bit. Interesting thing is that her father was a cabinet maker and a minister, but he left the family right before she was born. So, yeah, I think that was really interesting. But anyways, she had an affair with the director of Carmen Jones, Otto Preminger, I think I'm pronouncing his name right. It lasted 4 years. She actually was pregnant by him, but unfortunately was forced to abort the baby from the studio. She could receive a lot of pressure from him, from the studio. So, most likely he was married. So that's why it went that way, unfortunately. But yeah, like when she did marry Jack Dennison, though, it was in 59 and they divorced in 62. Like I said before, he gave her a whole bunch of financial setbacks and was physically abusive to her. And people who managed her money, and he was included in this, swindled her out of her money, and she owed a whole bunch of taxes. She had to sell her Hollywood home, and she unfortunately had to place her daughter in a mental institution because she couldn't afford to take care of her daughter. And her daughter was her world, and it broke her heart. It really caused her into a deep depression. Ever since she was got out of depression and kind of got herself together, she was working on getting her daughter back and doing all the work she could to do that. But unfortunately, she died before she could complete that mission. While dealing with all of that, she was active in the civil rights movement as well. So she was just dealing with multiple things and just dealing with a lot. You know what I mean? The weird thing, though, is that, you know, in 65, she died under mysterious circumstances at 42. One group of the autopsies in LA at the time said it was an embolism, while another says a drug overdose. So for them to not figure out how she died is a little bit sketchy. So let's talk about her death a little bit. September 8th, 1965, she spoke to her friend and former sister-in-law, Geraldine Brandon, and was scheduled to fly to New York for a night engagement. She was very excited about the show and for her future. And the thing is, she did say a cryptic message, though, which, you know, she's a Scorpio and they tend to do that. But I'm still going to add that in here. She did say that, "Whatever happens, I know you'll understand." And then hours later, she was found dead and naked by her manager. Peep this, though. There's a little bit more detail that I found about her death. After that phone call, of course, her manager Earl Mills arrived at her apartment to help her pack for a comeback engagement that I was talking about in New York City. When she failed to answer the door, he used his key, but the key was on the door, and he shut the door and left for a couple of hours, right? Mind you, I'm letting you know this part right here that I'm speaking, I'm getting this from findadef.com, who's ran by Steve Goldstein. Okay, he got some really interesting information here. Upon his return, the door was still chained. He went to his car to get a tire iron out and used it to break the chain. He went inside and searched the apartment, calling out for Dorothy. But when he got to the bathroom, he found Dorothy lying on the floor. She was wearing a blue scarf on her head, a bit of makeup, and nothing else. He touched her face and knew she was dead. He called the physician and the ambulance, and they confirmed it as well. She was only 42. The sheriff's deputies carried Dorothy's body from the apartment onto a stretcher along with what the scene looks like today. Strangely, a few months before she died, though, Dorothy gave a note to her manager and an envelope marked "To whoever discovers me dead after death, important." And there, the handwritten note on the inside read, "In case of my death, to whoever discovers it, don't remove anything. I have a scarf, gown. If I have on a scarf, gown, or underwear, cremate me right away. If I have anything, money, furniture, give it to my mother, Ruby Dandridge. She will know what to do." Dorothy's body was taken to the coroner's office for an autopsy. Later, she was embalmed at the Angela's funeral home. But, you know, the family wanted to see her in a casket, of course, and in her, you know, in her final resting way. And so they did that before they cremated her. And so they did have a funeral service where a lot of celebrities went because she was very, very popular. But the interesting thing, if you heard my last episode, right? Remember the name Peter Lawford, who was hanging out with Marilyn Monroe before she died? Well, Peter Lawford, who was also close friends with Dorothy, was supposed to speak, but was too overcome by emotion. The service only lasted 15 minutes, which sounds about good. That's how I only want my funeral to be as well. I don't want it to be long and humdrum. Afterwards, she was cremated and stuck into the Freedom Mausoleum, okay? The initial reports of Dorothy's death stated that there was no evidence of suicide, accident, or foul play. And they were saying it was an accidental suicide. But things started to change a little bit, which was really, really strange here. The thing is, the LA Pathology Institute believes it was an accidental overdose by these antidepressants that she was taking. But the LA coroner believes she died of a rare embolism, which is a blockage of blood passages at the lungs. I can't even talk right now because I'm so excited. What I'm saying right now, from now on, is my own notes, okay? No longer from the findadeath.com. LA Pathology believes it was accidental overdose of antidepressants. The LA coroner believes she died of a rare embolism, which is a blockage of blood passages at the lungs and brain by a tiny piece of fat flaking off from a bone marrow and a fractured right foot she sustained 5 days prior. That sounds a little crazy. I mean, crazy things happen medically, but how are they two separate different things? Like, they're two opposite things they're saying that happened to her. Like, it doesn't make sense. It seems like something's trying to be covered up. And, you know, the crazy thing about this is that both these mediums that I watch said that she was murdered. One medium think it was the powers that be in Hollywood because of jealousy. Another medium thinks it was her second ex-husband who killed her. So the theme here is murder, strangely. Murder, possible drugs and drinking, but mostly murder. So what I'm gonna do is luckily we have her birth chart with a birth time, born 1922, and we have a birth time for her. Why the hell can we get a birth time for Biggie, Eazy-E, and Tupac? I don't understand. But luckily we have a birth time for her, and we have an approximate death time. This is from her death certificate, but again, this is approximate because she was found dead. So I don't even know if this will be properly used, but it is an official document. So I kind of want to go with it. You get what I'm saying? So I'm going to go with that. Kind of use it with a grain of salt, but still go with it and see what I can find here. It's just interesting that the time that they used for the death was very specific. 2:27 p.m. Not 2:30. Not like even a round number 2:50, but 2:27. Right, so that's a little suspect within itself. But like, why that specific time if she was found and it was like, I don't know, it's just really strange. So I'm gonna go read as if it was that time, but what I'm also gonna do is read the chart, her death chart generally. But first, of course, like I do with all the readings, what I'm gonna do is read, you know, her birth time, her birth chart first, and then I'm going to go ahead and read the possible death chart too, okay? All right, y'all, let's get started. All right, y'all. So let's take a look at Dorothy Dandridge's chart. So similar to Marilyn Monroe, we actually have her birth time. She was born Thursday, just like me, and she's a 7 life path too. So yeah, no wonder I love her. But Dorothy Dandridge was born Thursday, November 9th in 1922 in Cleveland Heights, Ohio at 10:35 p.m. Okay, that makes her a Scorpio sun, a Pisces moon, huh? I mean, sorry, not Pisces, Cancer's moon. Sorry, one more time. That makes her a Scorpio sun, a Cancer moon, and a Leo rising. So, you know, them Leo rising girls, man, be driving dudes crazy. Marilyn Monroe, Dorothy Dandridge. But when looking at her chart, though, interesting. She has Neptune in her first. It definitely gives her that out of this world beauty. And destined in her first house. So she was literally destined to be known for her beauty, her appeal, her creativity, her talents with her ascendant being in the fifth house. But anywho, let's get... Uh-oh. I already see that Vesta, y'all. There goes Vesta being a bitch. Okay. I don't know why. It's interesting that with this reading, Vesta turned from something good to something bad with these like death readings. And you know, I want to actually write something on Twitter about this. You know, remember those like toys? I might be dating myself. It's like binoculars, and you just turn a wheel on the side of the binoculars and it changes the picture. I forgot they call picture something. I don't remember. But it's like binoculars, and you like change the pictures in it, and it like tells you a story, or you turn something and the picture changes. That's how I kind of see astrology. Like, I could read someone's astrology and tell them so many different things. I could tell them about their life. I could tell them about their life path. And I could tell them about their death using the same exact planets and placements. You know what I mean? Because there's multiple layers within astrology and multiple layers within these energies. You get what I'm saying? So I kind of want y'all to understand what I'm coming from in that aspect, okay? Anyways, like with, you know, Marilyn Monroe, what I'm going to do is look at her fourth house, sixth house, and eighth house. Looking at the rulers at those houses. And I will look at where Pluto, Mars, and Saturn is. I look, take a look at Virgo too, since, you know, health is a big thing. You know, if I were to look at her sixth house is ruled by Capricorn, right? And all this in Capricorn is Antropos. So Antropos does represent death, so we can't say that her health has caused her death. But it being ruled by Capricorn, maybe some type of higher person of a higher position or a higher power or something higher were involved with it. Not in higher power as in spiritual, because this is an earth sign, and it's not that earth signs are not spiritual, but earth signs represents the earthly realm, the practical, the tangible, and the higher power is not tangible in, you know, not something you can hold and touch. So it would be literally someone of this earth in a higher status, a higher power. You get what I'm saying? So there might be something with that. Maybe someone of a higher status was involved in the failing of her health. It's definitely were involved in the failing of her mental health. That's for sure. Because she was in Hollywood. Hollywood folks always are taking some medication to stabilize their mental health and emotional health. So it can just be shown in that aspect. But, you know, if the whole theme of maybe Hollywood was involved in not only her health issues but her death, you know, that theory might be able to check out with that aspect. But again, only Antropos is in here and nothing else is in Capricorn. Okay? When Capricorn rules the sixth house. If we look at the sixth house ruler, right? Sixth house is ruled by Capricorn. Capricorn is planetary ruler is Saturn. And Saturn's in her third house. So that's interesting. I kind of see with the third house that, you know, the third house is ruled by communication. So again, I'm seeing, and it's ruled by thought process. So again, I'm seeing kind of mental health issues, not communicating your feelings, being a little bit recluse, especially since she's a seven life path person. We're more loners, you know what I mean? So for her to have Saturn in the third kind of shows that maybe a sibling of hers have the same condition that she has. I'll try to look deeper into that to see if that's true, or that's something common within her community is having these mental health issues, probably, which it is common, I just said, within the Hollywood community. But still, there's a higher power that's pushing this, that's causing this. But for Saturn to also be in Libra is interesting. You know, maybe she felt like her partner was pushing this on her. An ex-partner, you know, could be her ex-husband, of her business manager could have caused her pressure, which I really don't feel that intuitively, but I just need to add that there. Or maybe, I mean, it's technically, it's at 15 degrees Saturn. It's technically conjunct in her IC. Maybe her family, like the pressure of her having her kid could have caused this depression and mental anguish. But I feel like she wouldn't kill herself and just lose her kids. But you never know what people would do. But she was just so devoted into taking care of her baby. Like, that's why I'm kind of like, I don't know about that. You know what I mean? But maybe someone that she felt like that was too powerful for her to handle was involved in it. I remember hearing from one of the mediums, they said that she reached out for help when her second husband was abusive and no one helped her. Everyone just blew it off and she just suffered on herself. And this guy's a hotel owner, big in Hollywood. So I can see her feeling like, I had this partner and he controlled my life. And in this medium reading as well, she said that even though they divorced, her ex-husband stalked her and bothered her and wouldn't leave her alone. So, you know, with Saturn and Libra being here, Saturn being the planetary ruler of the sixth house, you know, there might be something there. He really caused her health to, like, give her pain. You know what I mean? So definitely was some mental anguish there. But was that the thing that killed her? Did she kill herself? I don't know. Or did she accidentally kill herself because she was in so much anguish? I don't know. I'm not sure about that. Okay. Before we go into the other houses, let's actually look at some of the aspects. Kind of make this a little bit more cohesive, maybe. Saturn is sextile RIP. So, you know, maybe, you know, it said that he was the guy that she was with, her second husband, was abusive. Maybe he attempted to kill her before. You know what I mean? Or maybe he didn't want to kill her but accidentally did. The Saturn kind of shows restrictions. But it does show authority too, so it could be that the authority figure killed her. And it's so, it's like RIP and lackey is, well, not really RIP. RIP is at 10 degrees. It's an asteroid. So but I would definitely say Lachesis is definitely aspect in Saturn. And that means death too. So yeah, it's sextiling Saturn. Sorry, I always am. This noise is always popping up. I'm sorry. For Saturn to be in Libra, you know, she felt like this partnership that she was in or is in is like overpowered her and gave her restrictions. And for lack assist to be in Sagittarius, like she didn't know what was coming. It was just a whole bunch of like just fire just thrown at her. Anger just thrown at her. She never knew where it was coming from. You know what I mean? That's the kind of vibe that I'm getting. I feel like he caused her death because it being in the fifth house, he didn't like that she was getting back to the business. He didn't like that he was doing, being happy without her. He didn't like she was getting her shit together without him. Excuse me. Yeah, that's what it was. He didn't like that she was doing things without him. That's what I'm really feeling here. Yeah. Let's see what else Saturn is aspecting. It's opposite Chiron. But Chiron is in Aries. So she probably felt some... like a lot of people that have Chiron in Aries were either teased because of their parents, their personality, or persona. Or they were forced to be a certain way. Which I can see that with her, because like her mom was an entertainer. She probably lived vicariously through her kids. And she kept it all in because she probably liked it, but still didn't want to do certain things that her mom wanted to do. But for it to be opposite Saturn, right? Her childhood traumas of kind of pleasing was opposite of how she was supposed to take her authority. She was actually supposed to take the authority in the relationship. But instead, her childhood traumas of not being able to really find herself until later on in life held her back, or made her feel like she couldn't really find her authority. So she was actually restricted in relationships. And the guy knew that. And the guy played her. And the guy fucked with her in that type of way. And caused her emotional pain. And I know you're probably like, you are just going along with this theme of this guy killing her. It's just looking like it so far in this chart. I'm not trying to go along with it. It literally is just, it's flowing on its own. I ain't doing shit. This is also in conjunct her Juno. Her Juno is retrograde too. So she was literally going to be with controlling ass dude. Her Juno is not only retrograde, but retrograde in Taurus, who are controlling kind of folks anyway. Not controlling, really, in the sense of like, I'm going to tell you what to do, like that I'm manipulating you. But they try, they feel like they know the answers, and they try to push their answers or their ways of doing things onto you and almost bully you into it. And so she really, yeah, she had restrictions in relationships, and she was supposed to learn about breaking out of that. And so no wonder, I remember the medium was saying that she was saying all this stuff like, don't let guys take this from you. Make sure you know what type of guy that you're marrying. Like, she was pushing that too. She was trying to like teach people about that. And no wonder, because that was a part of her life, like her life lessons. But with this in conjunct Saturn, you know, it's making me think that, you know, an ex-husband was involved, a controlling ex-husband was involved in her death. It's a close conjunction, and in conjunction too. Lastly, you know, Saturn is square Pluto, Pluto in, well, I'll say finale, Pluto finale and Moon, right? Pluto's in 11 degrees Cancer, finale is in 12 degrees Cancer, and Moon is 19 degrees Cancer. So with these aspects, it shows with like Saturn and Pluto is that a transformation from an authority is causing her death, when we include finale, and there was deep emotions involved in that whole scenario. Feelings were hurt, people wanted to manipulate and couldn't, and they got upset about it. Literally, Dorothy was on her way to find her own authority. Maybe starting it off with the business relationship between her and her manager and other people that she kind of had a partnership with business-wise, and then turning it into something else, you know what I mean? Turn it into relationships too, and just finding your authority in any sort of relationship that you're in. That's what she was, that was literally what her Saturn was all about, what her major life lessons with authority was all about. Find her authority within relationships, and she was getting back to it. I don't know if she followed her Saturn return or not, but you know, I think if I were to look at her, like when she got divorced, right, was in
51. Wasn't that around her Saturn return?
It was. She got divorced around her Saturn return. That's crazy. Yeah. For her first husband, not her second husband. So she learned from that, but she needed to even apply it even more. You know what I mean? So yeah, quite interesting. So yeah, that's what I have with that. So now let's look at the fourth house. Because remember I said the fourth house, a lot of people use the fourth to kind of talk about death and how people die and stuff like that. And I'm still kind of maybe about it, but hey, let's use it and see how it applies, right? Her fourth house is ruled by Libra as well. Of course, because Saturn's conjunct the IC. And Libra, okay, so there's so much. So there's actually, let's talk about what's in her fourth house. And it's funny because her fourth house is ruled by Libra, but they're like, she has like a kind of fourth, yeah, she has a fourth house stellium, which shows even deeper how much home was very important to her, how much her family was very important to her, and how much her child and having a family was important to her. So I knew it broke her heart every time she had to divorce, or when she had to abort her child and stuff like that. You know what I mean? She has Mercury in her first fourth Jupiter in her fourth, Sun in her fourth. So it's like, again, her home life was very highlighted. She does have Requiem and Pallas like on the same exact degree in her fourth too, in Scorpio. So you know, her Scorpio vibes, like, it's interesting. So Scorpios are very psychic, right? I feel that with her death, it probably shocked her, but she knew something was up. And it so shows, because remember how I said she wrote a letter to her manager saying, and just in case I die. She probably didn't know how she was going to die, but she felt like something's up. I feel it. And it's going to be involved with my family. Not that maybe necessarily her family did it, but someone in her family unit or connected to her family or is involved in her family. Something with some involvement with her family, it was going to be connected with her death, right? Because Scorpio represents transition, and it's in the fourth house, but it's not the ruler of the fourth house. Ruler of the fourth house is in Libra, so I'm guessing, again, partner that's connected with her family is causing this death for her. You get what I'm saying? The Sun is in the fourth, which it shows that how family is highlighted. But also shows that, you know, kind of shows with her death that her vitality is going to be low. It's at the darkest part of the chart, at the lowest part of the chart, where the most private part of the chart. You get what I'm saying? And so they're going to try to cover the loss of her vitality. But yeah, well, definitely with Mercury and Jupiter conjuncting in Scorpio in the first, conjuncting together in Scorpio and in the first decan of Scorpio, she was super duper psychic, especially when it came to transformative moments in her life, including her death. And then she has Sun in Scorpio, so of course she's going to be psychic, and it's in the Neptune decan, so she literally connected with spirit, which is dope. Whether she knew it or not, she did. Someone with the 12th house moon too, definitely just automatically, they connect with God, with spirit. She's a very spiritual person, even if it seems like she wasn't. Another dope thing too is that, not dope, but interesting thing, is that Pallas and Requiem are together. So she planned her funeral probably to the T before she died. She had a feeling she was going to die. She planned a funeral. And so this is probably how exactly that she wanted. That's why it was only 15 minutes long. She only wanted 15 minutes long. She didn't want people to mourn her that much. She was a Scorpio, but it's in the fourth house. So she wanted it to be private with only the important people within her life. She wanted it to be short. She wanted to
have just to be the people that really cared about her and was a part of her private life. Wanted nice and short, wanted it planned and out. Requiem, the reason why I don't think her death was planned is because Requiem represents the funeral service, not the actual death, okay? So, there's that. Now let's look at the fourth house ruler. So the fourth house is ruled by Libra. Libra is ruled by Venus. Venus is in the fifth house. Again, fifth house connection here. And so kind of again, like this whole theme of her really enjoying her life, doing things just for the fuck of it. Venus is in Sag and in the fifth, okay? Two fire signs. And the thing is, it's retrograde, so there's probably a couple of things that she wanted to do and she just couldn't. It felt like she couldn't, and she had to think about it first. But, you know, Sagittarius is gonna just do stuff regardless, even if, like, Venus is retrograde and Sag. So maybe she stopped herself from traveling as much as she wanted, but she still, within the U.S., did what the hell she wanted. You know, she did what she wanted, but within limits with Venus retrograde. She followed her desires and went with her desires, follow her passions, but within limits. Again, that Chiron could have done a lot to that too, but with the fourth house being ruler being in the fifth, kind of shows that it was someone casually probably dating in her life, or casually messing with, or someone that she casually was with in her life. A romantic person within her life might have been involved with her death. You know, I don't know if she was still messing around with that second husband, but he was someone who was romantic in her life. And I remember a medium saying that, you know, she's trying to stay away from him, but he went to visit her the day that he quote unquote killed her allegedly. And you know, he was trying to be that charming guy again, and he set her up and tricked her. She kept saying, he set me up. So he may have not directly killed her, he might have set her up to be killed. Something like that happened there, okay? So that's really interesting. Now let's look at what's aspecting her fourth house ruler, right? Ceres is there, so it's conjuncting her Venus. So it kind of shows this whole thing of, like, this person was like, I took care of you, I did this, I did that, how dare you, you know what I mean? And it was very private, the situation. And it, with it being in a fire sign too, in a fire mutable sign like Sagittarius, it probably came out of nowhere. You know what I mean? Like, it just shows that it just came out of nowhere. The death that was came out of nowhere. It definitely shows in the eighth house too, but I'll get into that a little bit more later. R.I.P. is conjunct Venus her Venus retrograde as well. So there's that. And then again, like, Venus retrograde shows that her desires were inside, like she couldn't feel like expressing what she wanted to her killer or to this person. Venus does sextile Mars. Mars is in the seventh house. You know, aggression by partners, by you know, the guy that aggression by the person that you love, basically. I wouldn't be surprised if a first husband was a little bit aggressive or assertive too. She might just it may not even be like physical. It might have been just he was just a assertive type of person. She attracted assertive people, and you know, her second husband was assertive in a way that was abusive. You know what I mean? To her. So again, this doesn't shock me that much that, you know, she, again, people who have Venus sextile Mars, y'all are not all going to be in, you know, in relationships in which someone's going to be abusive to you and could kill you. No, that's not the case. But kind of seeing how everything flowed within her chart, again, I'm not surprised that her partner was assertive and aggressive within her death. Allegedly,
especially with Venus in her fifth. Like, she was moving on. She was probably talking to other people. I wouldn't be surprised if she was. She's trying to move on with her life with Venus in the fifth. And, you know, with him in the seventh, he wasn't feeling it. With Mars in the seventh, he wasn't feeling it. He wasn't feeling it at all. It said that the ninth house represents the second husband, right? Even if I were to look at the ninth house is ruled by Pisces. And Pisces is deception. You know what I mean? Again, not everyone with the ninth house Pisces is going to be marrying someone who is deceiving. They could be marrying an energy of Pisces that is very high vibrational and is more spiritual. But because of this guy and the way that he is, you can see that there's some deception here. She had rose colored glasses at first. He swept her off her feet. She was deeply in love with him. She married him fast, and then he ended up being abusive. You know, so there's that too. With, you know, her ninth house ruler being her first two, he just cared about her looks, her persona, her personality, and where that can give him, what that can give him. And when she wasn't doing what he wanted her to do to help him out, to help his business, to help him be in the Hollywood fame and be in the limelight, he got mad and probably hit her. That's what I'm really feeling. And this is me intuitively speaking as well. You know what I mean? He put her aggressions on her. He was just mad that he didn't live a specific type of life and thought that sweeping Dorothy off his feet can give him that life. And when it didn't, he was mad and angry at her. Let's go back to the fourth house ruler, planetary ruler, which is Venus, and the aspects that it's making. Venus is square at Uranus. This happened randomly. Straight up deception. It was really is Uranus is in Pisces. It was, this happened randomly by someone that she loved, and she was deceived. Point blank. Period. I'll get more into that when I talk about the eighth house, because Uranus is in the eighth house, and that's huge. Venus in conjunct Pluto too shows this, you know, transformation through, you know, someone that you love. Causing that pain to you. And then Venus also squared Vesta as well as Anubis, because Anubis is conjunct Vesta. Kind of gives this powers that be vibe. I'm thinking this, that Hollywood probably did want her dead or did want to control her somehow, but they couldn't. They didn't do it. He ended up doing it beforehand, and they're like, oh well, I wouldn't be surprised if that was the case. You know what I mean? I wouldn't be surprised if that was the case because of the square energy here. You know, Vestas is the keep of the hearth. They want to keep things pure, and she was the one that was like, nope, it's just not white people winning here. I'm winning. Yeah, I'm black and I'm winning. You know what I mean? And they wanted to dead that. Because she was getting her desires out of it. But they weren't getting their desires out of it. And they wanted to dead her. But I don't think they were successful in it because the energies are square. But he ended up doing what he had to do. And it helped them out. It helped Hollywood out. And they did make it a big deal when she died. But I feel like even now, like, you see how Marilyn Monroe is revered. But Dorothy Dandruff is too, but it's like black people have to continuously keep her up there. People are talking about people who were less famous than her in general at that time and bringing them up, but not really talking about Dorothy like she wasn't the freaking goddess. You know what I mean? So you have to pay attention to that, to the people who were dying and not like really pushing forward, like pushing their death and really like, you know what I mean? You have to pay attention to that shit. If they're not really trying to revere someone who passed when they were like a freaking god or goddess, like, it's for a reason, you know? But let's look at this eighth house now, right? Her eighth house is ruled by Uranus. But Uranus is also in the eighth house in Pisces, all right? So with the eighth house ruled by the planet, with the eighth house ruled by Aquarius, You know, Aquarius kind of shows random, accidental, what happened, oh my God, deaths, right? So you may get this vibe of maybe she did accidentally take drugs and die. Like, it kind of shows that, especially with Uranus being in the eighth house too, which rules Aquarius, you know, it kind of shows that she kind of got into that transformative state of dying herself by transforming. Like, it was just a thing that happened, especially with Uranus in Pisces. It was from a delusion state, i.e. drugs. She didn't mean to do it. But and then with Uranus being retrograde too, kind of shows that she really didn't mean to do it. It was kind of like something that was happening to her internally. She didn't mean to do it. It wasn't like it was something that she did to herself that she didn't mean to do. It wasn't no outside source that just like a rock fell on you and you die. That's like kind of Uranus direct, but Uranus retrograde is you doing something you didn't mean to do it, right? But remember how I was saying that in the medium was kept saying like, he set me up, he set me up. Someone may have set her up to do something that she didn't mean to do, and she killed herself that way. There might be some foul play here, especially how I read the other info too. So let's look at how Uranus is aspecting these other planets to see if that rings true, because you can't forget what the fourth and the sixth house also said. You know what I'm saying? So let's take a look here. Uranus is trining Pluto, so it shows that the transition was went easy. It just happened like bam. You know what I mean? Which kind of shows the flow of like the accident happened. She transitioned. She was out. You know. Pluto is retrograde though, so it kind of shows that she kind of knew something was up. And I don't know, like, this, I don't think it's suicide. Still, accidental could still be happening, but it's weird because she like felt like something weird was going to happen. Like, she really felt it within her bones, y'all. She might have been even getting spiritual, like guidance, like, yo, something's about to pop off. With it being the 12th house, though, Pluto, and with Uranus being in the in Pisces, like, it's this kind of illusion state, this disillusioned state, this being confused. Now, this could mean drugs, but it also could be being deceived, being tricked, you know? Pluto also represents not just death and transformation, but it does represent an intimate partner. An intimate partner deceiving you. You being blindsided. It's the unknown. You know? You can think about like self-sabotage is 12th house, but if Pluto is representing the intimate partner, it's the partner sabotaging you, the partner deceiving you, the intimate partner fucking over you. And again, but this is her... You know, it's tricky because it's her husband, her ex-husband, her second ex-husband. So it's kind of like, is that right? You know what I mean? So let's look a little bit more. Finale is conjunct in Pluto too. Which kind of signifies the death even more. Anubis is opposite. Anubis is opposite the eighth house ruler, eighth house planetary ruler. So that shows even more that it wasn't Hollywood. They wanted her dead, but it wasn't them that did it. Hollywood, for Vesta and Anubis to be in Virgo, they probably were planning to do something to kill her somehow. Out of jealousy though, like what the fuck, you know what I mean? But yeah, I don't think it was them. I don't think it was a higher power in that sense, but someone who she felt was totally controlling her. I just peeped too that her north node conjuncts my south node, and my south node conjuncts her north node, which is cute. That's why I love her so much. I think it's her husband, y'all. Jupiter trines her, Uranus. So again, like, this is the thing. Like, because, of course, Uranus being in Neptune in the 8th house could be, like, accidental death by drugs, right? But it also could be accidental death. I mean, a death that looks like it was by accident, but it wasn't. You know what I mean? With Uranus trining Jupiter, it's kind of showing that, yeah, he was easily able to deceive, you know, the people to make it seem like it was an accidental thing or some medical thing. And it wasn't. The energy was easy. He was able to kind of make that happen. You know what I mean? The interesting thing too is she kept saying they set me up. So maybe he did help Hollywood kill her, and he was going to benefit out of it too. It could be something. It could be something. Uranus, though, is trying the sun, but the sun is in the 4th house and in, you know, a transformation sign, which is Pluto. So it kind of shows that, yeah, like, her vitality was transforming in the darkest state to go into a different level. And this whole idea of her being accidentally drugged worked. You know what I mean? She could have even been confused. She probably didn't know too, like, was I, you know, did I kill myself? You know what I mean? Like, did I kill myself by accident? All I know is for a fact that it wasn't that embolism. That was a lie. And for the fact that they felt like it was the embolism, they felt like they had to say that, and there were two different autopsies taken, and they said two different things, is making me think there's some funny shit happening, but I'll get into that in the conclusion. Yeah, I'm thinking more and more that it was her husband, he was involved in it, because Venus is also square Uranus. And, you know, I could feel like she was trying to get this new life, trying to have this exciting new life, have some freedom with this Uranus vibe. And he didn't like that. He wanted to control that. And he was pissed off, and especially with emotions involved, you know, he did something that he regret. You know, Venus, I feel like he's Venus, she's Uranus in a sense, where he did something. Venus is a Sag, so he did something out of passion, because he was so mad, and then, you know, she was the one that ended up being hurt, sacrificed, and brought into the spiritual realm, from this random act of violence. This aspect is actually really good for popularity and stunning beauty, and she definitely had that too. So to have that natally is actually pretty good. But it actually shows a unstable relationship, you know, especially when you're trying to grow into yourself. Or your desires are unconventional, when your desires change frequently, just how Uranus energy is. And a lot of people can't keep up and they get mad. Or even if someone has a similar energy, y'all's ideas and desires change. You know what I mean? So, yeah. And death's involved, because this is also square RIP. Yeah. Like, it's kind of like, I feel like it's a death gone wrong. Like, he might have set her up, but I feel like it was like almost by accident too. It was weird. Like, maybe he didn't want her to die or instantly regretted it. Was trying to make her hurt. I don't know. It's really weird. One thing I know for sure, it wasn't a medical issue. I really feel it wasn't a medical issue with her.
be interested to know if it was a medical issue. Like, did her siblings also have this issue? If her siblings also had that issue, then I'll be like a little bit more open-minded to it. But I'm feeling, honestly, I don't know, y'all. I kind of feel like he did it. I think, and the drugs were involved, for sure. That's what I'm thinking. But we're just at the birth chart, y'all. And I talked a lot. Let's look at her death chart and see if we can get more info, okay? All right. So let's look at Dorothy's death chart, okay? So, unfortunately, she passed on Wednesday, September 8th, 1965 in West Hollywood, California. Approximate time, 2:27 a.m. So, I mean, why did they put that specific time? That's the weird thing for me. So, I'm going to read the houses, yeah. But then I'm going to also, like, when I kind of get into the planets, I'm going to talk about the planets as its own, not within the houses, okay? So I'm gonna just talk about the houses in general, just in case there's some correction that this shit's correct. But yeah, I don't know, y'all. Let's see similarities here. Fourth house ruler is in Aries, right? Which is interesting because her ninth house ruler, which represents the second husband, is in Aries too. So 10 degrees away from each other, if you look at her natal chart and her death chart. So that's really interesting. Maybe showing that he might have killed her. Nothing's in the fourth house though, so that's interesting within itself. Anubis is not even aspecting it. So let's look at where Mars is in her death chart to see if it can give us a little bit more idea. Mars is in Scorpio in her 11th house. It is conjuncting her sun, which is losing vitality through people within her circle, right? And I feel honestly that ex-husbands would be moved over to, you know, 11th house type of things, because you were close to them, you're not anymore, they're not a part of your life like that, unless you have kids, which they didn't. So for that, actually might work here. But they also could show too that it's just someone within her circle was involved within her death. Neptune is also conjuncting Mars as well, so again, this whole deception, this whole illusion is still connected here. Maybe she was drugged by this person and it caused her to die. To say that again too, which is interesting, I wonder if there was any markings within her hips, because the rising sign of her death chart is Sagittarius, and this rising sign usually shows like what area of the body caused the death, like how it caused the death, right? And so we remember with Biggie's death, you know, the bullet went through his hip and hit a bunch of his organs, and he also had a Sag rising death chart. So with her, I wonder if someone put drugs within her bloodstream from her hip, gave her the shot, and had her die that way, and that's why she felt like she was set up. It kind of doesn't make any sense too that she had a blue scarf on, which, you know, I know black women wear scarves when they are sleeping, or when they wear take a shower so their hair won't get wet. But she had a little bit of makeup on too. Naked though, we ain't putting your makeup on naked, not with like a scarf, like not without a robe or nothing. I think that's a little weird. With her being naked too, I'm a little afraid that she might have been sexually assaulted and they kept it hush hush. You know what I mean? No, y'all. It's just not looking right, especially with, you know, her dying in the 60s and being black. They don't, you know, who knows what secrets are involved. Especially too because her fourth house ruler natally is in Libra, but a lot of Scorpios in her fourth house. And then her death chart, her fourth house ruler is in Mars, which shows some violence within her death. but it's also Mars is in Scorpio in her death chart to show some secrecy, some things that are undercover. And then there's some things that we may not even ever get to know because Neptune is also conjuncting Mars. Okay, some deception was involved. She was definitely tricked somehow. That's what I really feel. I think that she was tricked. The reason why I think that she was tricked too is because, yes, Neptune kind of shows drugs and stuff, but for it to be in Scorpio too, with Mars, somebody tricked her. An aggressive energy tricked her to do this. If it was like maybe Neptune in a different sign, then I'll give a, you know, give some leeway. And even if that, you know, it takes a while for Neptune to get out of Scorpio. If Neptune was conjuncting a different planet, maybe even like a sun, then I'd be like, okay, yes, yeah, she accidentally lost her vitality. But it's in Mars. Like, that's the aggressor. Someone was motivated to kill her. Yeah, I'm thinking that it's her husband more than anything. Or maybe, you know, it could also be some, you know, powers that be. I kind of really am feeling more towards the husband too. Not only because it's 11th house and your ex-husbands will probably be in 11th house. But also too, which I know people are going to be like, it's the 9th house. Yeah, I know that. I explained it before. But, you know, they're the ex now. They're not your current husband. And you're not having that much connection with them in the 11th house. They're with your non-immediate family members now. You get what I'm saying? But anyway, with Mars, like, also represents, again, like I said before, the bad boy in previous podcast episodes. It represents the bad boy boyfriend, and she ended up falling for these kind of guys. And he wasn't her boyfriend, no, but he was the bad boy, like, and he was aggressive towards her in the past. So why wouldn't he do it now? You know what I mean? I don't know. Let's move over to the sixth house. The sixth house is ruled by Gemini. In here, Pars of Fortune is conjunct the sixth house cusp. In the fifth house, which could show that she, you know, she was feeling lucky about, you know, communicating with others and using her charm around others to kind of get into these great creative opportunities and to use her talents. You know what I mean? So the Pars of Fortune, she can definitely show that in the fifth house. But it's also conjunct the sixth house can show that it's, you know, she's getting back to her everyday way of life, everyday way of being, doing her everyday work, which is show business, right? And it kind of shows that she had luck within her health. So the whole ambulism thing, I'm really not feeling. I don't think that was it, y'all. See, I'll be interested into knowing, because they said that it was ambulism, but it didn't say specifically how she died, because ambulisms can, the blockage can happen within your lungs or within your brain. Right, which actually both rule Gemini when you think about it. I feel like brain is more Aries though. Like, I say brain because the head is Aries, the brain could be Aries too, but I feel like the brain can be Gemini because Gemini rules your thought process, your thoughts, you know. But Gemini can rule the lungs as well. So, but the thing is, though, again, with Pars of Fortune here and Destiny here, I kind of feel like those are more auspicious energies. So maybe she could have had this embolism, but I think I'm putting it in the last place of her death. She definitely didn't, listen, she definitely didn't commit suicide. She didn't do this purposely. That's definitely last on the list. That's number four on the list. Absolutely not. Did not do that. I'm not convinced about the ambulism either. Because Pars of Fortune there. Pars of Fortune is supposed to give you some luck, naturally. And she was doing the things that naturally would give her luck, which was performing, entertainment. You know what I mean? She was excited. She was about to go for a fucking show. You know? So I'm not, embolism's third for me. It's not, it's very low. I'm not convinced with that. North Node is in the sixth house though, which can kind of show that it's a destined thing, especially a conjuncting destined asteroid. But I'm still not really convinced, y'all. Something's telling me no. Something is telling me no. Right now it's 1:26 my time, so I'm gonna look at numerology to see what that means. Cause for me to look at that and say something must mean something. So let's pause on this for a second and see if this is right. Because that's the thing too. It's like this whole deception. There's a lot of Neptune within her death chart and her natal chart when it comes to the death sides. You know what I mean? So let me read this off about 1:26, right? Angel number 1:26 is a message from your angels that you are currently manifesting your financial flow and material supply. And she was. Therefore, keep a positive and optimistic viewpoint and mindset to keep up a steady supply. You see how the angels work, y'all? Fucking crazy. To increase this flow of abundance, use positive angel affirmations and visualizations. Angel number 1:26 is a number from your angels that your material and earthly needs will be met in divine right time. And that maybe that's why the North and Destined was there, because it's saying that she wasn't supposed to die like this. It was going to come in right time, and she was going to get back to her everyday life. This is why you need to use intuition with astrology too. This is why, y'all. So have faith and trust that the universe will always provide for you. Follow your inner guidance and allow it to prompt you to take positive action in your life. Angel number 1:26 asks you to have diplomatic and cooperative attitude and outlook in order to set a positive example for others to learn from. It tells you that you serve your divine life purpose. You will reap the spiritual and emotional rewards of life. And that's funny, life purpose, North Node. Trust and companionship, as well as manifest material and financial rewards. Yeah, y'all. So she was actually going in the right track and she died. So she wasn't supposed to die like this. And I remember the medium was saying that she had a hard time at first. Her family and ancestors helped her along the way, but she wasn't feeling good about her death at first. So that's really interesting. And let me know if you guys want to see that link too, because that reading was amazing. It really was. But yeah, I think she was, yeah. I'm not believing in embolism, especially because of that 1:26. But let's look at the sixth house ruler though. Sixth house is ruled by Gemini. Gemini is ruled by Mercury. Mercury's in the eighth house. Huh. So that's a little tricky, because it's saying that your health can cause your death, which is the transformation to eighth house, and Mercury is in Virgo. So what the fuck? Which it could have, you know what I mean? But not in the way of an embolism. I would love to know y'all thoughts about this. Please, guys, send me recordings, send me messages back on this, on all these readings. I would love to hear back for what y'all think. I'd love for y'all to look at these charts as well and let me know what you think. Like, let this all be a learning lesson within, but between us. And then during this time too, oh nope, guys, see, I told you ain't no fucking embolism. Oh, actually, I might have. Never mind. Shit. Peep this though. Uranus 15 degrees Virgo, Sun 16 degrees Virgo, Pluto 16 degrees Virgo, all tightly conjunct in each other, with Lackey also in the sign, like kind of close, not really conjuncting. Accidental death, accidental loss of vitality in Virgo though. So through her health, through her everyday way of life, but it's in the ninth house, through her second husband. So, guys, man, I don't know. I'm getting like two answers. I'm thinking, oh my gosh, guys, this is blowing my fucking mind though. Shit. This is crazy. This is wild. And this is the part that really makes me sad. The eighth house ruler is in Cancer. And this is if, guys. This is if the houses are right and this is the 227, you know, the 227 date is correct. Eighth house ruler is at literally 29 degrees of Cancer. Cancer is ruled by moon. The moon's in the second house. This is all for her money. It's all to just get in charge of, all for money. You know what I mean? He probably thought she had way more money stashed up. This medium said that someone did hook her up with some money opportunities and to help her, but she ended up dying with only $2 in her bank account. So there was someone that was definitely helping her pay rent and get her life together and get her fly and pack and stuff like that. Her manager was probably helping her with that, and other people around her, the other people that she's connected with in Hollywood, was probably helping her too, that she was really tight with. So yeah, Juno is retrograde in this here too, and in Uranus, and in Aquarius, which is ruled by Uranus. Random acts of events caused by husband to get money, and it's in the second house. This is the reason why too, that I don't think it's the embolism, because it said that the embolism happened because she fractured her right foot 5 days prior of her dying, right? But there's nothing about foot on here if the time is right. The thing is though, so they're saying that she died at 227. Say if she died hours before, it would take like all the way in the other half of the day, maybe in midnight, for it to hit actually it takes all the way to the next day for it to hit Pisces. And Pisces is foot, like you dying from your foot, like an infection with your foot. Like, I wouldn't be surprised if, like, Bob Marley, if he really died from foot cancer, that's you know, he has a Pisces rising sign in his death chart, you know what I mean? Or Neptune is definitely conjuncting his AC, you know. But nothing with foot is on here, like, so it makes me think, like, even if Jupiter was conjunct her Neptune, it would make sense, but it's not. So I don't think it's that embolism, y'all. I really don't. Someone did something with her hip, her thigh, her upper thigh, maybe gave her a shot on upper thigh, injected her, and did, yeah, that's what I'm thinking, y'all. That's what I'm thinking. They injected her with drugs in her thigh area, hip thigh area. That's what I'm sticking to. I think her husband was involved. But let's continue though. We already saw Pluto, right? Pluto has that crazy conjunction with Sun and Uranus in the ninth house, the house of the second husband. But let's not pay attention to the houses. Let's pay attention to the planets directly, okay? As you know, Pluto represents death, rebirth, and transformation. And also intimate relationships, right? You know, Pluto is sextile Neptune and Mars, which is saying that this deceitful act of violence did cause the transformation, the death. It looks like it was something that was kind of put in the dark. It was planned, but I think it wasn't supposed to end the way it did end. You know what I mean? They probably wanted to hurt her somehow, but they didn't expect her to die. Well, they want her to die, but not die in that particular way. And they had to do some cleanup, something of that. That's what I'm kind of catching here. Pluto is opposite Saturn, though, and Chiron in Pisces. Which again, this deception. It's like this is something that we might not even get just an inkling of. Like, this may be something that we're not supposed to really know in this realm, how she died, how it happened. Or it's going to take us connecting to people, to her spiritually or to her guide spiritually, to really understand how she died and really get how she died.
but it shows with Saturn and Pluto, like, that she felt restricted. But it was a higher power that did this. The higher power could have been a spiritual power. It could have been some juju maybe or something. But I kind of feeling that it's just someone that she felt that restricted her and overpowered her. And they used their power to deceive her and trick her somehow or set her up somehow. And it shows that she had little to no authority. She felt restricted because Saturn was retrograde. And then within Pisces, that makes it worse. Shows that there was some deception here. No. Sad stuff, y'all. Really sad. Yeah, with Mars trine Saturn too, like, he easily was able to hurt her. The authority figure in this case was easily able to cause her harm. But maybe they used, you know, and trine is kind of harmonious energy, but it's harmonious to whatever cause you're going after. So even if you're doing bad, it's harmoniously working in your favor. Maybe it was worked out too easily, and it was caused some mess, you know? It's really interesting, y'all. But I want to do something real quick. I want to switch this up real quick. So what I'm going to do, I was able to pull up a chart for her that had not only her natal chart, but it mixed it in with her, you know, some progressions, her progressive chart, as well as her, the transits of when she died, September 8th, 1965, and comparing it with, comparing all that information in there. So one thing that I peeked that was really interesting, right, is that transit Uranus and transit Pluto was conjunct, right? Like I said before, kind of shows like accidental death, accidental transformation. But it's also conjunct, those, both of those planets are conjunct, progress Vesta. So I'm kind of thinking, like, was it the keeper of the hearth, the Hollywood, that got involved in this? And see, it's just so tricky. So I'm kind of thinking, since her husband, you know, ex-husband wanted to get the approval of Hollywood. He wanted to live a certain life. He thought Dorothy would be able to give that to him. You know, she was looking for love. He was looking for notoriety or to look a certain way. He got mad. He didn't get that. They divorced, and he's like set her up somehow. So like maybe both killed them. Maybe it was people within Hollywood that wanted her dead, plus him. They worked together to kill him. That's why she kept saying, he set me up. Pluto also represents, again, the intimate partner. You know, the person that she was last intimate with, like, that was him. And so that's really interesting right there. And, you know, both progressive Uranus and natal Uranus is retrograde. So it kind of shows that whole vibe of, like, it's an accident, but not really. So even though transit Uranus, it wasn't retrograde still, you know. I can see if it's like it was an accidental killing, but they accidentally killed her, so they were involved in this whole thing. But the thing is that they were malicious to it, which is so funny, because I was just telling my friend, like, you know, if someone accidentally kills somebody, I feel like they really shouldn't go to jail. Maybe they have to do something, but not really go to jail, because they did it by accident. In this case, I wouldn't think that's the case, because I felt like they were trying to do something malicious. They was trying to set her up somehow. And, you know, that's how the accidental killing happened. If you're trying to do something malicious and accidentally kill someone, then, like, yeah, you should go to jail. If you are just living life and accidentally kill somebody and you didn't do anything, like, wrong, I don't think you should go to jail. You know what I mean? It's like a pure accident. You know, I don't think you should. I really don't. Of course, things have stipulations and all, but yeah. And then transit Neptune is conjunct her sun, which represents her vitality, requiem, which represents the services. You know what I mean? And in Scorpio. Yeah, man. I wish I could open this up more and understand really what happened more. But one thing that I'm really confident in, I don't think she died from the embolism, guys. I really don't think so. I think she was killed, but I just don't know by who. My intuition's saying that she really didn't. It wasn't an accidental. Like, they was trying to make it seem like it was, and it wasn't. Even if we look at her natal 8th house and look at the progressive and transit planets there, you know, Uranus is in her natal 8th house, right? Which she's like, okay, she accidentally died by using some drugs. It's in Pisces, right? But progressive Mars is in her 8th house. And then transit Saturn and transit Chiron is in her 8th house too. Saturn is retrograde. She had no control or authority over the situation. She was drugged and they used aggression onto her. The thing is, who did it? I see things that say that people in Hollywood did it. I see things that said that her husband did it. Her ex-husband, excuse me. She was about to go through her Juno return. She was probably about to get remarried with someone, really connect with somebody or meet her life partner again. Her third life partner, and they fucked it up for her. Probably was he, you know, her ex-husband was like, no, if I can't have her, no one can. And then Holly was like, well, we want her dead anyway. They worked together, got her killed. That is what I'm thinking. Peter Lawford could have been the bae. Again, that's why he was crying so much. I hope not. That dude, he's bad luck, man. And the moon was passing through the 8th house that day as well, y'all. Going from Aquarius to Pisces, literally at her 8th house, the progressive moon, excuse me. Yeah, y'all, emotions were involved. Yeah, I think she was murdered, y'all. And they did something with her hip. They did something with her thighs and her hips. I don't know if it was injection of the drugs or what that caused the embolism. I don't know. But it wasn't just some random embolism if she died of an embolism. That's what I know for a fact. Okay. Yeah, I'm going to end it here, y'all. And then do the last words, all right? Before I leave, excuse me. She wasn't going through her Juno return. She was going through her progressive Juno. Which makes sense, was still conjuncting her natal Juno. That's what I meant to say. Sorry. But yeah, regardless though, y'all, autopsy's wrong. Foul play was involved. And they probably didn't have, you know, the tools to figure that out. But yeah, something's wrong here. Something is absolutely wrong here. But yeah, let's end this. And go with the last words. The interesting thing that I see about Dorothy Dandridge's death chart is that Jupiter and Vesta are conjuncting each other. The people who's trying to keep Hollywood pure with her ex-husband is trying to keep it pure by possibly killing her. Or, you know, and of course the husband, even though he married a black woman, he wanted to get some benefit out of this too, because he wanted to live a particular Hollywood life, you feel me? And it's just really crazy, that part of it. And if it's in the right, if the timing's right, then it will be in the 7th house too, you know, partnerships. And then another thing that's weird, all the connection with Neptune and Pisces that I mentioned before, real weird, but especially with Pluto sextiling Mars and Neptune showing this deceptive act of violence was put onto her and caused her that transformation, that death. And then also what's interesting too is that Juno retrograde in her death chart is pretty close to Pallas retrograde. Plans from her husband to, you know, kill her gone wrong, possibly. Kept secret with it being retrograde as well. You know, I don't know the who, but I have a pit of mind. My mind is thinking that the people were in cahoots. Her ex-husband was in cahoots with the people who wanted her dead. They set her up. Like what she said, what the medium said that she said, they set her up. I really think a setup was involved. And we may not really know what happens unless we connect through mediumship, through the spirit world, unless we go through our own physical transformation ourselves and find out. That's the only way we can find out about her death. We're not going to find it using this earthly, tangible ways. They cleaned up what they had to clean up. They did what they had to do. They did what they had to do. And you just have to think, like, for there to be two completely different professionals saying two different things is weird. I don't know, y'all. I don't know. It just don't sound right to me. And the embolism is not making me feel good. I'm thinking no. I'm thinking that that's not right. I'm thinking that people were involved. That's what I'm thinking. Other folks weren't involved in her death. Now, whether that involvement was they're trying to scare her, do something and killed her by accident, or they actually meant to kill her, or their plans got weird, who knows? That's unclear. I put my thoughts out there, but yeah, I think she was murdered, y'all. I think those mediums were right. I think they both were right. They were both getting two different perspectives, which is wild. But there could have been some accidental death. That's what Uranus represents. But Uranus also represents unconventional death. A death that kind of is weird and comes out of nowhere. You know? Something that's different. That's weird. That's unique. That could be included too. I don't know, y'all. I just know that someone just being found dead naked with just a scarf and some makeup on is not right. I don't know, y'all. I don't know. I wouldn't be surprised if she was assaulted sexually too. Like, I don't know. It just don't seem right. It just don't seem right to me. But let's all please light a white candle, even if it's in the physical or within our minds, for Dorothy Dandridge. Give us, let's actually give us, give her, excuse me, our thanks for breaking barriers, for creating opportunities for all people of color, and creating opportunities for women, and creating opportunities for all people in general, right? So even if you're not of color, that now you get to live in a more equal world, a world where you have more opportunities, you know? Let's thank her. Let's thank her for her beautiful work, her genius, her talents, and giving that to us. Just thank her for her involvement with civil rights, right? She's done a lot for us, so let's give her a thanks, especially if you are of American descent, especially if you are a Black Aboriginal of America, give her your thanks, because she is our ancestor, okay? And just much love to her. This reading was just so crazy, because like with these readings, like of course I'm expecting like there to be deception involved and stuff like that. It's just so hard to read for readings that where drugs are involved, because you're like, is it meaning for the drugs, or is it meaning for the deception? Is it meaning for the overdose, or is it meaning for someone did some sneaky shit? or some spiritual shit, some spiritual attack. Like, you know what I mean? So I have to dig deeper. And the annoying part is that, like, yeah, I had a death time, but is it right they found her dead? How they know she died at 227 in particular? Like, just everything about this is just off and weird, and it doesn't make me feel too great. And it makes me think that something else was involved and they did a cover up. Straight up, you know? Anywho, y'all, let's please give Dorothy Dandridge our thanks and our love, and give her all the energy and love that we can, because she's doing it for us, at least according to these mediums. If you're interested in seeing that video of the mediums reading about her, holla at me and I'll post the link up, okay? But yeah, let me know your thoughts, guys. Like, I explained different scenarios that I could see in the chart. Like, what do you guys think? You know what I mean? Like, what do you think? What do you think could have happened here? What did you hear any theories? Like, let me know your thoughts on this too, okay? All right. Rest in peace, Dorothy Dandridge. Thank you so much. You were a beauty inside and out. Much love, y'all. Peace.